Welcome in. Dave Spadaro with you. Let's go to Chip Kelly now. He announces the starting quarterback rotation and everything you need to know about Friday's preseason opener.
Quarterback. Mike will start. Him and Nick will split the first team reps. Matt Barkley will play in the second and third quarter is our plan. And then Dennis and GJ will get the, hopefully the way it will work out, will be the reps in the fourth. Nick will start next week. So we just, it was Mike's day in the rotation. That was the easiest way for us to do it. And then we'll make sure the rotation works out that Nick will get the start next week. So the two of those guys, we feel like we got it balanced out. We met with those guys this morning. They were great with it. So that's kind of our plan going in.
Will Mike and Nick alternate series?
Yeah, it'll probably be by series. You know, we still got to keep a play count, you know, a look at it, because sometimes something bad happens and all of a sudden a guy got two snaps because there was a turnover or something happened, you know, that wasn't their fault. But we're going to try to balance them as much as we can. But there's obviously sometimes that doesn't always work the way you want it. But ideally, in the ideal world, we'll split the number of snaps, but we'll do it by series.
Is there an ideal number of plays you would like to get out of each of those guys to evaluate
them? We're going to let the first quarter go and just see where we are. So hopefully we can get 20, you know, between 12 and 20, you're hoping, you know, just, but we'll see. You never know. You never really know. That's the tough part.
So just to be clear, you said Mike started because it's his day?
His day in the rotation. So Nick started today. We've just been rolling those guys every day, who goes with it. So the easiest thing for all of us was that Mike was up in the rotation. But we will make sure that the rotation fits next week when we come back, so that when we play the game two, that Nick will be up and he will start in the second game.
So it's not based on evaluations.
Yeah, that's what our goal is.
That's
what we're trying to go. And again, sometimes that's tough to manage, but it's, you know, that's ideally what we're trying to get in these first two games out of those guys. So.
Was that always your plan, two games and then?
No.
You felt maybe there was a chance you would fall enough separation.
I didn't have a plan. We were going to let it all play itself out. So.
Yeah.
Right now, that's we felt as a staff. This is the best way for this to go right now. So.
You've talked about the importance of the preseason and getting, you know, live defenders on them where they can get hit. Are you confident this is a big enough sample size to serve as kind of that final exam for them?
It has to be. I mean, I certainly can't petition the league for a fifth preseason game. So, you know, we're bound by what we got. So. You know, we never look at it as, I wish I could have had this or I wish I could have had that. This is what we got. This has been our plan. I think I've said it all along. It's very difficult to evaluate somebody in helmets and just helmets and shorts. You know, that's not how the game is played. So, obviously, I think our practices from an intensity level were ramped up a little here just because of the Patriots in here. You know, the competition on both sides, I thought. And it was great, great, great work for us. You know, for guys that are competing right now, the preseason's got to be the same exact way. And if that's not your approach as a player, you're going to get passed on by. So. We're going to try to number the reps, yeah, so, yeah.
Are you a believer
in you're going to get your snaps, you're going to make plays. So, if at the end of the day you say, well, I really didn't get a chance to get in the rhythm and the other guy did, then, you know, you're in there, you go. If you're worried about what else is going on around you, and that's going to be what you blame. You know, we have a big sign in our locker room. We're mentally and physically tough. We work hard, and we don't make excuses. So, and I don't anticipate that from those guys. They've been fantastic since I've been here. So that's not an issue.
Will you have the same offensive line, Mike and Nick?
We hope so. But if we don't, we don't.
Even if a guy, if Mike starts off and gets a 20-play series, he'll put the same offensive line out there for Nick.
We hope so. Again, you can ask me 9 million scenarios. Just it's going to play itself out. We'd like for it to be totally on, totally balanced. At the end of the day, if it doesn't end up being balanced, it doesn't end up being balanced. But that's our plan going in. So.
Is Lane starting at right tackle?
Yep.
Alan Barber will
be the left tackle. Left tackle. Yeah.
Yeah. What's his? He's new here. What
have you seen? Then Alan was a tackle in college. And is really shown every day. You know, you keep talking about, you know, how are we playing? And, you know, Allen again. And we finally, he deserved a shot to get put in the first group, and we'll see. I thought he really competed very well the last 2 days against a, you know, pretty good front for the Patriots. So, you know, hopefully we'll get a chance to see him. And part of our deal, especially with Dennis being out right now, is developing some depth at tackle. So, you know, you feel like Jason and Lane are two real good prospects there. But obviously we're a play away from someone else going in the game. But, you know, kind of been pleased the way Allen has responded to us moving him out there. But, you know, to have a guy that has some flexibility as a guard tackle guy, I think that helps us in the long run.
Another thing you could have done would be to move Perriman back to tackle at Watkins. Watkins hasn't shown you enough to make that.
No, it had nothing to do with that. It's about developing depth at tackle. So I think we know that Todd Hermans can play tackle, you know, and I think he's started games at tackle. So with Dennis being out, we don't, you know, we're behind Jason and Lane, that was a concern for us. And so trying to see if we can develop that and see where that's at. So that's kind of our thought process.
After a couple months in, you know, camp, and now that he's in your first game, how has this been for you? And how's it where I thought it was going to be? And what are your thoughts going into this first game?
We're excited. You know, I think it's going to be a lot of fun. I think the way our camp has worked out for itself, our players came in here with great attitudes, and that part was exciting. And then all of a sudden, right when you get an opportunity to now bring a new team in, you know, I think that kind of changed the, you know, kind of how we were doing things. And now we're getting into the preseason portion of it. So got a lot of quality work done today. Usually the day before a game, it's a little bit different, but we felt this was a great situation for us. As we get closer in these preseason, you know, you get to the second, third, and fourth preseason game, we'll start mimicking a game week that'll occur for us as we get going in the season. So it's been a lot of fun, and it's been exciting.
You know, college before a game night. It's just the preseason, but it is your first.
No, we don't talk about, you know, it's just the preseason. It's on the line every single time you go out on the field. So, you know, we're all excited about our opportunity to play tomorrow night.
Your thoughts about coaching your first NFL game tomorrow against Bill Belichick?
It doesn't matter who it's against. You know, obviously I have a tremendous amount of respect for Bill, and, you know, I have a pre-existing relationship. He was great to me when I was at New Hampshire. He was great to me when I was at Oregon. So, but when you get into a game, you're not looking at, you know, you're not looking at the guy on the other sideline. You're just trying to manage a game and put your team in situations where they can make plays. Yeah, right now it'll be Fletcher and Boykin.
How much do you anticipate the first game?
Same amount. We're trying to get the same amount of reps for our one. So, you know, first quarter is what we're looking at right now.
How about the safety quarterback?
Who will play the what?
Slot. Boykin and Fletcher on the outside.
It depends on how Billy wants to do it. He can use Chung in there, or he can bring another corner in. So. It depends on what we started. You know, if we're in two tight ends, it could be Jason and Deshaun out there. If we're in three receivers, then Riley would be in that grouping. So it just that part's, we're going to roll those guys. But it really depends, you know, when you get to those positions, what are we starting in? You know, we could start in three tight ends as there's only one receiver on the first snap. But, you know, it's D-Jax, Avant, Riley, and then behind them is Shepard, Moma, Damaris, you know, and then Salas and the rest of the group. So really depending on what we call for personnel group. And we may call for four wides on the first play of the game, then there'd be four wides in to start. So.
Two more questions, guys.
Chung and Nate.
Did you and Bill talk at all about matching up ones against ones, twos against twos?
No. We're playing, they're playing. You know, we scripted this stuff, but we're going to play a game. You know, and I think part of it for everybody is you don't know how it is, you know, and it's the games aren't scripted, you know. So we didn't talk anything about anything from a game standpoint at all. You know, it's just it was our work. And we the great thing was when we really thought about getting this extra day, and we got some great special teams work today. And then really a lot of work for our guys end of game situations that you may go through 4 years of preseason that never come up. But we got a chance to get them practice today, you know, in a situation that we could script out. So we felt like in these 3 days we did a lot of scripted work, but the game's going to unfold the way the game will unfold, and we're excited because it's such a good football team. So, you know, we know we're going to get tested, especially when 12's in there. So
what's
that?
Greg Salas.
All right, that is head coach Chip Kelly, and of course he made the quarterback decision, and it is going to be split. Michael Vick gets the start against the Patriots, and then the following week against the Carolina Panthers, it will be Nick Foles. Both will get some reps tomorrow. We'll see what happens. This is all about evaluation, not about scheme, but certainly the head coach and his coaching staff want to see these players in game action. For his part, Vic says he's ready to go on Friday night, no matter what the role, after finding out that Coach Kelly had made that decision and made the announcement to the media. Vic faced reporters as well.
What's your mindset with the preseason opener finally here on the horizon, being able to go out?
Ready to get out there, ready to play some football. You know, it's what we've been waiting for. It's going to be fun. We're excited. You know, I know everybody's excited. I know our fans are excited. So, you know, football is back.
Does it mean anything to you that you will be the first quarterback out there? I know in a sense you both are starting, but what does it mean to you to be the first guy out there tomorrow?
It doesn't mean anything. The only thing I want to do is go out there and have fun. You know, play the game, play with a purpose. You know, enjoy every snap. You know, try to make the most out of it, you know, as long as I'm out there. And you know, just try to, you know, be consistent you know, just like I've been throughout camp and have fun playing the game.
Because of the competition, does this in a sense feel at all like a regular season game, like it's bigger than what it really is because of the competition?
No, it just feels like a football game that we gotta play, and it's an important one, and you know, for the older guys, for the younger guys, and you know, it's not a regular season game, so it doesn't have that feel, but at the same time, you know, it's competition, man. You can't take that lightly.
What do you like about the system from the experience you've had in it?
Well, I love the system. I love the things that we do. I like that it's diverse. It spreads the field. Gives guys an opportunity to put the ball in their hands. I mean, I've seen Deshaun catch more balls, you know, in this camp than I've seen him catch in a long time, you know, throughout practices. So, you know, just moving people around and creating mismatches. So, you know, along with the running game, it's a great compliment.
Is it a perfect fit for your skill set?
I think I can thrive in this offense. I can't say I'm appreciative that I have an opportunity to, you know, learn new things and run the type of system that I'm in. And we pray that it pay dividends, you know, for this football team and for us moving forward and for myself.
Kelly said he's not going to make a decision on the quarterback until he sees you guys in the preseason. You look at this, this is my opportunity here to shine?
Absolutely. This is our shot. You know, it's a shot to go out and you know, play, you know, try to, you know, remain consistent, you know, have fun playing the game of football, man. And the approach has to be right. And, you know, if that's what it is, then, yeah, that's the way it's going to be.
What have you learned about the team in the last 3 days with these joint practices with the Patriots?
We got what it takes. You know, we got what it takes to, you know, be a good football team. But obviously it's going to take a lot of hard work. We got to keep working. We got to continue to get better.
With the receivers that you guys are missing, what have you learned about a guy like Greg Salas?
Greg runs good routes. You know, he's a good football player. He's very instinctive and he has good hands. And, you know, I look forward to him playing tomorrow night and watching him out there. And I think he's going to do some good things.
Mike, Chip's called this kind of the final exam for the quarterbacks. How much influence do you think these upcoming preseason games will have on his decision for a starter?
I don't know. You know, we just have to go out there and play and try to be at our best and approach each and every game like it's our last. And that's what I'm going to do. You know, try to have fun with it and enjoy every minute of it.
Is it tough going out there knowing you're only going to get, I think you said, between 12 and 20 plays to kind of lead the offense?
I mean, it's tough, but you got to go with what you got. You know, you can't complain about, you know, the amount of plays that you're going to get. You know, you have to go out there and try to be efficient, you know, within all of them. And, you know, it's not like it's a four-quarter game. So, you know, it does, you know, make things out to be a tad bit different. But you got to go with what you got.
Do you feel any pressure, or do you just relish the opportunity that you have in front of you?
I just relish the opportunity that I have in front of me. I came back for a reason, and that was to get better as a football player and to keep thriving and, you know, try to become a consistent quarterback, you know, in all areas of the game. And that's just what I'm going to try to do.
Do you feel like you're getting there?
I'm getting there, you know, but, you know, you never know until you're out there, you know, full time.
It's the fact that you're starting this game. Do you read anything in
there? Not at all. Why not at all. I mean, I can't read into it. I mean, you know, Coach has, all he told us was that, you know, I'm going to start, but it won't be the same next week. So, you know, you got to take it for what it's worth and keep it moving.
Any changes in your game? Anything you change physically that you'd like to change your work on?
Nah, that's nothing I changed as of this point. Come too far.
What did you see out of Tom Brady these last 3 days when he was kind of in there? You were on the sideline.
He's in charge of his team. He's in command. You know, he's the leader of that football team. And, you know, you can tell those guys depend on him and lean on him. And you know, that's important for a football team.
You get a chance to talk to him at all? You know, he's pretty busy. What did you guys talk about?
Everything.
Yeah. Can you elaborate on that? Yeah.
No. Go ask him.
Mike, can you think of the last preseason game when you kind of had that this much riding on it?
I've never been in a situation before, you know, in my life. And, you know, I've been in positions where I had to compete for a job, you know, coming out of college. But it's never been, you know, this severe, you know. But, you know, I'm just taking it in stride, man. You know, I mean, you know, I can't control, you know, the future. I can't predict the future. You know, I can just control what I can control. And, you know, I can't do it all. I can't do everything. But, you know, the one thing I'm going to do is have fun.
Mike,
the
depth chart. I mean, with two guys, have you ever seen anything like that?
All right, so that is Michael Vick, who is getting the start tomorrow night at the quarterback position. We'll see how he handles it, and he and Nick Foles will both share some reps as we move forward here. Do not read too much into this depth chart. It is all about performance in the games. Coming up on Inside Training Camp presented by Xfinity, we take you on a journey, our fourth installment of our series entitled The Journey, taking a look at six players in their quest to make this roster. Coming right back on Inside Training Camp presented by Xfinity.
Now, for the 11th year in a row, one Philadelphia hospital has been ranked by U.S. News & World Report as one of the nation's best for orthopedic excellence. Thomas Jefferson University Hospitals. The streak continues.
Here we are, me and you, on the road. And we know that it goes on.
You're the boss of your life, in charge of making memories and keeping promises. Ask your financial professional how Lincoln Financial can help you take charge of your future.
Hey Eagles fans, this is Brian Dawkins, and you're watching PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
There's a sight, a sound, a taste to this town.
Hot Italian bread ready for dinner.
Over 500 varieties of produce, fresh every day.
Custom cut just for you.
Acme, everything from local produce to Lancaster beef from family-owned farms to breads baked all day.
Salty or sweet?
My neighborhood, my Acme.
The Journey is a piece that we've been doing throughout training camp, chronicling six players and their quest to make this 53-man roster. In our fourth episode, we talk about what's ahead, the New England Patriots on game day.
Hi, my name is Derek Carrier.
My name is Jason Kelsey.
My name is Jordan Poyer.
My name is Ifani Moma.
My name is Chris Pope.
My name is Earl Wolf.
And this is my journey.
Every season brings change, anticipation, and the opportunity for a group of young men to fulfill a lifelong dream. They've traveled different roads to reach this place, but their paths have crossed here. At the intersection of Broad and Patterson, these men will come together as a team, all the while competing as individuals for 53 coveted roster spots. This is their journey.
I think it was great practicing with the Patriots, using it as a benchmark to judge how far we've come right now and how far we still need to go as the preseason progresses.
It was pretty wild, just being able to go out there and compete against a whole different team. I mean, seeing Tom Brady out there, you know, I grew up watching him. I had a couple reps against him, had one-on-one against him. You know, it's something I probably won't forget for a long time.
You know, practicing with the Patriots allows us to do a number of things. The main thing that I'm looking forward to is that it lets us see a different defense. No defense in the NFL is the exact same. Everybody's got their own little tendencies. Every player has their different techniques. So this is almost allowing us to add somewhat the benefits of a preseason game, but also allows it to be a much less intense version of a preseason game.
Definitely different style of play from the DBs. You know, we started today with one-on-ones, and you know, the first rep was a little different. They weren't as aggressive on the line, and you know, as I got off the ball, they were hands-on. So, every team is different. I think that's the main thing I learned is you got to start off by taking as many things from them as possible to make sure that you play better down the line. I think I did better towards the end of practice.
It's actually like being in a real game, especially special team-wise. You know, I'm playing a lot of special teams this year. You know, that's where it started. That's what we started off at, doing special teams. And I feel like I made some little small mistakes and, some mistakes that I learned from. And luckily it was practice, so which will allow me and prepare me, for the game a little more Friday.
I don't really think it changes anything because, whether we're going against each other or someone else, we still, want to, make the team.
Well, I know when I was a rookie looking at my first preseason game, it was a lot of nerves. And I think that part of that is because whenever you're nervous, it's usually because you're going into a situation that you're not familiar with.
It's going to be exciting running through that tunnel and just all the pre-game stuff. And then once the game gets going, I think I'm going to be in the zone. I'm going to try to focus as hard as I can on each play and just try to play my hardest. You know, so I'm excited. I'm ready. I'm ready to get going.
That's the first game of the year, getting out there, strapping the pads up and going for real.
It's going to be, you know, a humbling experience, but I'm excited for it. You know, it's something that I grew up dreaming about. And, you know, preseason, not preseason, it's an NFL game to me, and I'm going to go out there and I'm going to play and I'm going to compete. I want to be on this team, and, you know, it's something that I think Friday night is going to say a lot.
New year, we have a new identity, you know, a new sense of belief, and, you know, we really, you know, been through a lot to make it, you know, where we are now, and it's still only the beginning. So, you know, I'm just really looking forward to the season, really excited.
That's a big day for me. I have some family members coming. First time ever playing in the link. Just, you know, I just want to show everybody, you know, what I'm capable of doing.
Yeah, for the first game, preseason game, I have my mother and my fiance coming, as well as my dad and his girlfriend and their kids.
My oldest brother, who's about 30 minutes from here, will be at the game. And, you know, he's just going to be there rooting me on and really critiquing me. He's one of my biggest critiques, so I'm going to be ready to take, you know, whatever criticism he brings to me after the game.
My uncles, I think a couple of my uncles coming. My aunt wants to come. A couple of my cousins are coming, you know, but, you know, they're playing for their ticket, so.
My mother's coming to the game, so, you know, it's always nice. You know, she's my biggest fan, so it's always nice to see her.
I'm not sure if my family's coming, but I heard that there's going to be some type of surprise, so we'll see. They tell me you're gonna be nervous. You know, every rookie who comes in their first preseason game, they're nervous. And, you know, I expect that. You know, I use the nervousness as more like excitement.
The biggest advice I try and give them is, you know, don't let those nerves take over the way you play football. The only way you're successful on the field is to be an aggressive and to attack the defense. And if you're not attacking the defender, you're sitting back, you're waiting, you're thinking too much. It's just gonna slow you down. And the one thing that you can't do in this game is to play it slow.
Advice that I received when I was going through it the first time was just to go out there, have fun, and just play football. And that's the exact same thing I would tell the rookies now.
The best advice, you gotta play every game like your last game, because after every preseason game, it's not college. People are not on scholarships, so, you know, people are getting cut. Just leave it all on the field and act like it's your last play.
If you go out there and you play well in those preseason games, even if you're cut from the Philadelphia Eagles, other teams are gonna take notice. Everything's on film. This is the one chance you get to show all 32 teams across the board what you can do as a player in the NFL.
I feel like they plan on you making kind of, you know, small mistakes, you know, so you can learn from them. I feel like, you know, going from game to game, they want you to get better. After the four games, I feel like it's going to show basically what type of player you really are.
Obviously, the Eagles, they draft me for a reason. You know, when I go out there on Friday, you know, I'm just going to let it loose and play the game that I know how to play.
When we return to Inside Training Camp presented by Xfinity, defensive lineman Fletcher Cox stops by the studio. We'll be back in just a moment.
The ACL is one of four major ligaments around the knee. It stabilizes the knee during cutting, pivoting, and jumping activities. Most often, ACL tears are non-contact injuries and occur when quickly changing directions or landing from a jump. Usually, ACL reconstruction is required to allow the athlete to return to their previous level of competition. If you sustained a knee injury or any other sports-related injury, make an appointment at Thomas Jefferson University Hospital, the leading providers of orthopedic care in the region.
That goes Vic. He dumps it off to McCoy, makes a man miss, comes to the 10, the 5, touchdown! Shady McCoy!
Hi, I'm LeSean McCoy, and you're watching PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
The preseason begins on Friday night against the New England Patriots. Dave Spadaro joined by Fletcher Cox in studio here. Preseason number two for you, Fletch. This is old hat for you. This is easy. How do you feel about the preseason games? Do you like them?
Yeah, I mean, it gives you a chance to kind of trying to go out before the season start and, you know, work on things that you see in the preseason that, you know, before the season start you can get done and just get better at those things. And those basically are the little things, you know, getting you back into the grind, a game mode.
Do you miss tackling somebody? Are you looking forward to the opportunity, no matter how much you play tomorrow night, of tackling somebody?
Oh, yeah. I mean, as a football player, you always, you know, want to hit somebody and kind of get tired of going against each other. You know, they get old after, I guess, about a week and a half, you know, ready to hit some more people.
All right, Fletcher, you had 2 days of practices and then today kind of a lighter practice against New England. Tell me what you think about the defense so far. I mean, it seems to be a work in progress, but the consensus I get from most players is that, from all the players, is that they feel pretty good about the progress. Is that the way you feel?
Oh, yeah. I mean, like you said, it's a work in progress. It's not like, you know, everybody going to be perfect with everything they do, not even myself. I mean, I got a long way to go, with technique-wise and, you know, wanting to do the things that Coach Az want me to do.
What did he want you to do that's different than the wide nine from a year ago?
I mean, as far as, you know, right now, just being more patient. You know, being more patient with his technique and, you know, just basically playing the defense right, knowing where to back it, you know, and just basically going out and leaving it all on the field. That's his main thing.
Fletcher, is your job or your responsibilities a lot different than they were last year? I know there's some 3-4 in this defense. There's some 4-3 in this defense. You play a little bit inside. You play a little bit of 5 technique. We think it's all totally different for you. Is that the way you look at it?
Oh, yeah, of course. It's way totally different from what I did last year. You know, I have a responsibility of, you know, playing the 5 technique unless it was some call in defense, but that was rarely. So now it's a lot of times, you know, when Coach Davis calls, you know, certain defenses that, you know, I got to be outside and, you know, the job is, you know, containing the quarterback or some kind of thing dealing with that.
So when you say contain quarterback, it sounds to me like there are going to be some times when you're going to have to, your job will be to occupy blockers, keep the linebackers clean, let them go make plays. Is that
correct,
the way it is?
Correct. You know, and that's some of the things that Coach Az working with me with, you know, letting the linebackers make quick decisions and, you know, not having to wait as long.
There's a certain amount of pride you have to have here and selflessness. You have to give up some stats, right?
Oh, yeah, of course.
You
mean,
that's okay with you?
I do it.
Let's get to the heart
of it. It's all about winning.
Right.
It's not all about, you know, stats, you know, but at the end of the day, it's all about winning, being together as a team, you know, doing everything as a defense and, you know, applauding each other.
Good. That's good. What's the locker room like? How would you describe kind of the level of anticipation going into this game?
I mean, everybody's excited. Everybody ready to get out and run around a little bit. You know, everybody's been talking about it, you know, like I said earlier, Todd, hitting on each other, you know, ready to kind of get after it a little bit more.
Fletcher, what kind of cardiovascular shape are you in? I know these camps have been high tempo, maybe not as much tackling as it did last year, but quick to get you in shape. Do you feel like you're in fantastic physical condition?
I feel like I'm in pretty good shape. And like I said, these practices with the Patriots, you know, the last couple of days, you know, that was a test. And, you know, I felt like I was in good shape enough to go out and ready to play a game because it was kind of in game mode.
Yeah, it was, and getting up to the line of scrimmage very quickly. Tom Brady obviously did that for those 2 days of practices. There were times when the defense really, you know, you had to really suck it up to be out there because the plays were boom, 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 boom.
Right. I mean, and it's times like that in the game where you go on long drives where, you know, coach can't get a sub and you got to suck it up and go.
What do you do during the course of the day to kind of just lighten the mood during training camp? What do you do to maybe relax your mind? Are you a nap guy? Do you go read? Do you watch TV? Do you play video games?
More of a nap guy.
Yeah?
I like to get my nap in. You know, we have, you know, nap time, recovery time, and I use that time to get off my feet and kind of get my legs under me and, you know, get ready to refresh my mind and go to meeting.
And where does one nap in this place?
Where do I nap?
Yeah, where do you nap? You lay in front of your locker?
Right in my locker with my yoga mat and a pillow.
Do you really?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah? You cover up your face so it's dark?
I got a black T-shirt in my locker that I just throw over my face.
And how long do you sleep?
About 35, 40 minutes.
That's good. That gets you going again.
Yeah, it gets me going refreshing.
Well, nobody's going to be sleeping tomorrow night. The preseason begins. Fletcher Cox, good luck to you. Give it up.
Hey.
And don't be a stranger, all right, my man?
I won't be. Thank you, Dave.
My man Fletch here in studio on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
You know, Ronnie, folks who save hundreds of dollars by switching to Geico sure are happy.
And how happy are they, Jimmy?
Happier than Christopher Columbus with speedboats.
That's happy.
Get happy. Get Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
We live in a smart world. Smart cars. Smart homes. Smart phones. Now it's your turn to be smart. Visit Smart Health today and get smart insights, health updates, and health tips for you and your family.
An ankle sprain is an injury to one or more of the ligaments around the ankle, usually involving the outer aspect of the ankle. Ankle sprains occur from rolling the ankle during an athletic event. The severity of ankle sprains can range from a stretch injury to a partial tear to even complete tears of the ligaments. If you have sustained an ankle injury or any other sports-related injury, make an appointment at the Rothman Institute at Jefferson, the leading provider of orthopedic care in the region.
What's up, Eagle fans? This is Ricky Waters, and you're watching PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
Good, notes. That's where you use that sideline, okay?
Preseason game number one is here, and I'm Dave Spadaro, joined by Chris McPherson and Bo Wolf. And guys, we're going to talk about some players to watch when the Eagles play the Patriots. Chris, you start. With your number one guy, who do you want to see?
My number one guy, Dave, is going to be Chris Polk. They call him Mini Deuce here at practice. Slim down, much quicker during training camp thus far. I will actually see him in pass protection. You're going to see the defensive players go after the quarterback. How will he handle that role?
All right, Bo?
Well, I want to see what the receivers do here as we look to find out who's going to step into that fourth, fifth role behind Jason Avant, Deshaun Jackson, and Riley Cooper. And I'm going to talk about a guy, Greg Salas, who's made some plays over the last few days against his former Patriots team. He's a guy who I think has a chance to shine. He's going to get a lot of playing time tomorrow.
All right, obviously, the number one thing I'm watching, and I'm sure that everybody out there is watching, is the quarterback position. Michael Vick gets the start. Nick Foles gets some time as well. They'll flip-flop roles next week. And I think the basic thing you want to see is execution, command in the huddle. Will the Eagles run a lot of hurry-up? Maybe not. They want to run some basic plays, move the football, get into the red zone, score some touchdowns, and don't turn the football over.
Obviously, we are all excited to watch Vic and Foles, but I want to see what Matt Barkley can do. He's the one who's going to get the most playing time. The second and third quarter is the expectation. What can the rookie do, and can he make a move to insert himself into the conversation for starting quarterback?
You know, I think on the defensive side, Chris, we have to consider what the Eagles are doing in the secondary.
Certainly. You look at Brandon Boykin, who's getting the start at cornerback. He's thrived all throughout the course of training camp. I want to see him tackle. I want to see how he handles the physical nature of the game. Certainly, he's made some strides, played on the slot exclusively last season. Now we're going to see him on the outside. Let's see how he handles the role.
Yeah, I think one of the young guys I really want to keep my eye on defensively is Benny Logan. I don't expect the starters to play a whole lot up front. Logan, the third-round draft pick, does he play at the nose? Does he play on the five technique outside? Can he be disruptive up front? That's what I'm looking for from these young players. Getting into the tempo of a preseason game, not being overwhelmed by it. I would think that for Logan, somebody who played at LSU, the highest level of college football, shouldn't be that much of a transition.
Another defensive rookie to watch, Earl Wolf, the fifth-round pick out of NC State. Can he insert himself into this safety mix? He's a guy who, in the secondary, you got to see how they can tackle. And I've been impressed with what he's done in run support against the Patriots. Looking forward to seeing that in live action.
I think, Chris, for you, you got to keep your eye on the tight ends, don't you? The Eagles have so many of them on this roster.
Certainly, with the injuries at wide receiver, I want to see second-round draft pick Zach Ertz. He's someone who's been flexed out wide as a receiver throughout camp, been a focal point for the offense. Certainly, he's someone that the quarterbacks are going to have their eye on. And with the injuries to the receivers, you want to see how much more involved someone like Ertz this early will be involved in the offense.
For this all to work, guys, I mean, the offense has to get some good play in the trenches, and Lane Johnson gets the start at the right tackle position. First-round draft pick has looked very good in this training camp period. Expect him to be athletic, to hold the point. He's obviously the blindside protector for Vic when he's out there, and it's a really important role for the first-round draft pick.
Absolutely, and Alan Barbary gets the start at left tackle. Interesting to see what he can do if he can prove to be that swing third tackle guy.
So we've each listed three players. Let's review them for you. Chris McPherson.
Go with Chris Polk, the running back, Brandon Boykin at corner, and Zach Ertz, the second-round pick at tight end.
Bo?
Give me Matt Barkley, my namesake Earl Wolf, and Greg, the palindrome Salas.
I'm going to start with the quarterback position. Obviously, Michael Vick begins the game. Nick Foles gets some reps. Then I want to see, as the game goes along here, Benny Logan inside for the defense And obviously Lane Johnson will have a lot of eyes on him, the first round draft pick starting for the Eagles. Gentlemen, start your preseason. The games are here, and we're watching right here with you on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members of Congress, in celebration of over 75 years of our Government Employees Insurance Company,
or GEICO, as most of you know it,
I propose savings for everyone.
I'm talking hundreds here, and furthermore...
Breaking news, the GEICO is demanding free pudding.
And political parties that are actual parties, with cake and presents.
Nah, that was good. It's too bad nobody could hear me.
GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
We live in a smart world. Smart cars, smart homes, smart phones. Now it's your turn to be smart. Visit Smart Health today and get smart insights, health updates, and health tips for you and your family.
Now, for the 11th year in a row, one Philadelphia hospital has been ranked by U.S. News and World Report as one of the nation's best for orthopedic excellence. Thomas Jefferson University Hospitals. The streak continues. The new U.S. News and World Report rankings are in. And of the top 10 hospitals ranked best in orthopedics in the nation, only one is in Philadelphia. This one, Thomas Jefferson University Hospitals.
We welcome you back to Inside Training Camp presented by Xfinity on the eve of the preseason opener. We took our cameras around after practice today to get a sampling of what some of the players thought about this work against New England and about what's ahead tomorrow night at Lincoln Financial Field.
What do you think we will see from a Chip Kelly offense?
Probably not the full offense in these preseason games. but you'll see, you know, for the most part, probably a little up-tempo, a little bit of mixing up the speed of the game. And you're going to see a lot of plays that you probably aren't used to seeing under what Andy was doing. Chip is constantly an evolving person, and I think that that's part of the culture that he breeds with the Philadelphia Eagles organization. Everything's constantly changing, so one thing that you're doing a couple months ago might not be what's on the plan, you know, heading forward. So it's always a constantly evolving situation here right now.
I think I need just as much work as anybody else does. I think, maybe a little bit more, especially because of the injury. But, you know, the bottom line is five offensive linemen have to be able to communicate and be on the same page together. And that's why it's really important for us to be out there working together.
I wasn't sure what my opportunity was. Just going here and work hard and, you know, just see where it got me. So that's kind of how I've approached the whole thing. And it's kind of paid off for me. So. Just keep working hard. I mean, I'm not going to lose focus. So, you know, I mean, you know, unfortunately, there is guys that get hurt in this business. But, you know what, when your number's called, you got to be able to perform and step up and, you know, try to help the team out as best as you can. So, I didn't think that. I knew I could probably get another opportunity to play somewhere. I just kind of waited a little while, and this opportunity came up, and, you know, I appreciate it, and I'm thankful for another opportunity. So.
I'm actually looking forward to my first preseason game as an Eagle. Something I always dreamed of, to actually see it finally come true, and I'm actually here. You know, it's been a lot of preparation, but you know, I think I've prepared really well for my first preseason game. I'm just looking forward to go out there and execute.
What do you think your emotions will be like tomorrow evening as you know, get the uniform on and finally get ready, realizing that it's about to happen?
I don't think my emotion would be too high because I do a good job of controlling my emotions before the game because I still have to play the game. I still got to execute my plays and do things that my coach is looking forward for me to do. So I'm just really looking forward to it overall. You know, it's something, like I said, I always wanted to do. And just actually going out in the Eagle stadium for the first time in front of all the fans. That would get me hyped up, but at the same time, I understand my responsibility and thing I got to get accomplished while I'm out on the field.
Do you have anything in mind that you want to prove tomorrow night?
Anything in mind? I just want to go out there and be dominate. Stop the run, rush the pass, do all the things that I've been practicing on and things that I improved on during the camp.
Well, tomorrow night is the night. Make sure you're with us on PhiladelphiaEagles.com for complete coverage of the game that you can see regionally on 6ABC. And the Eagles hosting the Patriots, the game also on the NFL Network. And we will have complete coverage throughout the night on PhiladelphiaEagles.com, including the postgame show presented by Rico. Please join us then. I want to thank you for joining us on Inside Training Camp today. And have yourselves a great Eagles night.